All right. Good morning, everybody. This is Trina Gray calling in from Bay Athletic Club in Alpena, Michigan. I am back home from some travels and super excited to connect with everybody on our call today. This is our Fast Track call. Today is Friday, June 4th, and I'm going to start off by muting the line so I can do a short presentation, and you don't need to worry about your background noise if you happen to be in your car or have kids in the background or something. So I'll hit mute, and then I will, of course, as always, open up the lines to updates and questions and feedback from the crew, which I really look forward to hearing. So let me hit mute for now. I'll do a short presentation with some great information for you guys today, and then I'll hear from you in a little bit. All right, great. We should be back on. I think the lines are all muted, so we won't hear that any background noise. And I am here. I see that some people got disconnected when we started recording, but it looks like you're dialing back in. So we are recording. You do need to just hit the number 1 to acknowledge being recorded. Oh, I hope you guys figured out. I can see you dialing back in. So listen, I have some really great information to share with you today to help take your business, your training business, your therapy business, and, of course, your corporate fit challenges to another level. But I want to start off with something that I wasn't planning on, but I think sometimes impromptu is the best way to go. I'm going to start talking for a few minutes just on the idea of dealing with disappointment, being able to rebound and get yourself back on track in business and in life a bit. So here's what happened to me this morning. I got into work, super excited to talk to everybody. I've got a super full day planned here with the conference call. We've got a huge Beachbody event in my community today. Lots of great stuff. And I turned my computer on and I realized that none of the emails that I wrote yesterday went through. None. And I had an application due to IHRSA, which is a huge organization where I met a bunch of you, actually. I'm doing a webinar for them. And my application with all my material, the headline, the title, the all the bullet points, all the teaching points, everything was due yesterday. The gentleman I'm working with is going to be out of town for the next 2 weeks starting this morning. He contacted me twice yesterday to remind me about the deadline. So before I sprinted out the door last night to go to my kid's soccer game, I put the finishing touches on that proposal, sent it off to him without a worry in my mind, so happy to get it all done. And I got in this morning and realized that all of my emails were held up in Outlook, like in an outgoing queue, and none of them went. So my staff was coming into my office saying, hey, I just got a flood of emails from you. You sent like 6 of them to me, all at 9:37 a.m. I said, no, those were sent all day yesterday. They were held up. So honestly, you guys, about an hour ago, I felt sick to my stomach. I felt this intense level of disappointment, and I didn't know how I was going to rebound. I have this day in front of me. I want to share good energy with you, and I realized that I messed a lot of things up, that I responded to a lot of people who were looking for me yesterday, and nothing happened. So I contacted my IT guy, of course. I want to blame somebody, so I decided I'm going to, you know, poor Darren. I contacted him and say, Darren, what's going on with my Outlook? And he writes back and says, you know, sometimes bad things happen at a bad time. That was his response. Bad things happen at a bad time. So I sat here in my office for a few minutes in the quiet just thinking about it and realizing that, you know what, I can't control what happened yesterday, can't control what happened this morning, but I can over-deliver today. I can over-deliver today, and anybody who was mad at me about yesterday or was frustrated about not hearing from me, I can over-deliver to today. And so that's what I'm going to do today. And sometimes, actually not sometimes, that happens to all of us in our business. We disappoint a client. We feel disappointed about a challenge not happening, about not enough people signing up, about a presentation not going as well, about a client not showing up. Disappointment happens all the time, and it's whether we let it drag us down or whether we decide we can't control what happened yesterday and control how I respond to it and what I do today. It's called being present. Being present in your life. Not worrying about what got you to where you are today, but what you're going to do today to take your business and your life to the next level. I can tell you that by the time I go to bed tonight, I'm going to look back on this day and feel like this day was amazing and I got everything out of it and I gave everything to it. And maybe I wouldn't have had that fire in my belly today if I hadn't had such a huge disappointment this morning. So I just want to share that with you, that if you do, when you do experience disappointment in your life, in your business, something going wrong, somebody canceling, a member that you've loved working with no longer coming back, you know what? Make that fuel you to the next level. Get out of the disappointment. Stop dwelling in it. Pick yourself up and run. All right, so I wanted to share that with you off the bat today in case anybody else has dealt with disappointment in the past 24 hours or in the past week or month of their life. I hear you, and let's move on from it. Here's the great information I'm looking forward to sharing with you today. I've had a chance to talk to a few of you one-on-one in the past week or so, and I've worked on some of this with you, and I see how well it's gone that I want to do it with the full team. I have a new roster, by the way, of everybody included in the fast track, and I believe it's up to 84 people. So Kelly redid our roster with everybody's name, phone number, email address, name of their business, and website. I'm going to send that out to you today. I'm going to ask that you take a look at it and see if I've got any information wrong that you want me to correct, and I'll, of course, be happy to do so. I'm also going to ask you not to use the list for anything other than just communicating about the Corporate Fit Challenge. All right, no one wants to be spammed by other stuff. I'm happy to share this contact list with you, but please only use it for Corporate Fit information and exchanges. All right, so here's what I want to go over. When I was at Brendon Burchard's event last month, we worked a lot on how to position yourself as an expert in your industry, how to position yourself as an expert in your industry. And there's one specific method that we're going to talk about today, and the first is called an expertise statement, your positioning statement. It's a really simple formula, and once you have this formula, you all of a sudden will sit up taller today and feel like more of an expert. We are going to focus our expertise today in the realm of corporate wellness and corporate fitness, of course, but you can use the same statement in different ways in your business and in your life. Today, we're focusing on corporate wellness. Here is the formula. We're going to talk through it. It's your name, so I'll give you my example. Trina Gray teaches, and then you insert who you teach. So I'm going to use my example on corporate fitness. Trina Gray teaches employers and employees, and then add detail, from workplaces of all sizes and from all industry. The next part is how to. So Trina Gray teaches, insert who you teach, then write how to. What do I teach them what to do? I teach them how to support each other in living healthier lives through fitness and cleaner eating. I teach them how to support each other in living healthier lives through fitness and cleaner eating. The rest of the formula goes like this: so that they can. So that they can. The end of mine is so that they can enjoy better relationships, less stress, more confidence, a stronger work environment, and a happier life. Listen, you can take anything that I say or give you on this call and use it for your own expertise statement. I am emailing that one, my exact statement, out to the group. You can amend it any way that fits you in the realm of corporate fitness. So again, the formula, your name teaches, insert who, then how to, then insert what you teach them, so that they can, and insert what the result is. It's such a simple and effective formula. I have been using it nonstop. So where do you use this? I now use this in my videos. I've been practicing doing videos to share with people like you, fitness professionals who want to take their business to a new level. So I have an expertise statement just for fitness professionals who I work with. I have an expertise statement for my clients that teach it, what I teach them and why. All right, I've been using it in written communications. I've been using it in blog posts. I've been using it on my website. I've been using it in articles. I've been using it on any video, any communications, any flyers. Anything you do can include your expertise statement. So consider your expertise statement the new way of doing a bio. So you're giving a speech somewhere. You're sending an email to a business about wanting to do a corporate fit challenge with them. A great way to introduce yourself is with this expertise statement. Hi, I'm Trina Gray. I teach employers and employees from workplaces of all sizes and all industry how to support each other in living healthier lives through fitness and cleaner eating so that they can enjoy better relationships, less stress, more confidence, a stronger work environment, and a happier life. Does that sound good to you? Let's connect. So your expertise statement is your introduction of yourself without giving a long bio with certifications that are pretty irrelevant to most people who we work with. We think our certifications matter, but as we know, a bio, a certification, a resume type of introduction doesn't do it. Who are you? Who do you work with? What do you do for them, and what is the result? All right, I would love to see expertise statements shared on our listserv. I will send mine out. You can copy it, paste it, insert your own. You can keep it as is if you want to. If you think that that fits exactly what you do. Some ideas for how you might want to adjust yours. I say that I teach employers and employees from workplaces of all sizes and all industry. Now, I know that that sounds very broad, but certainly, you know, in actuality, that is what I do here in my community. Workplaces of 8 people to 100 people, all different industries. If you want to narrow your niche down even farther, you could say you teach employers and employees from workplaces or from financial institutions or from schools, or, you know, you can focus on who you want to work with. Small businesses, maybe you want to work with large manufacturing, maybe you want to work with government agencies. So you can really hone that down even more, okay? Now, that's my first thing, expertise statement. Everybody needs one. Be committed to it. This is how you're going to start introducing yourself. This is how you introduce yourself at the beginning of a talk. This is how you introduce yourself on your website, in your videos, everything, okay? Now, 3 ways that you can further position yourself as an expert. 3 ways you can further position yourself as an expert. I'm going to give you what it is and an example of it. The first thing you can do, again, in written communications, in a talk, on your website, in an email, don't get hung up on how you use these things. You use them in any way you communicate. The first way to position yourself even more as an expert is to break a myth. So here's a great myth that I always break about corporate wellness. I'll say to people in my talks, hey, corporate wellness, people think that corporate wellness is all about flu shots and blood draws. People think that corporate wellness is all about flu shots and blood draws. I'm stating what people think. I'm going to say, no, what we found that actually works in corporate wellness, and now I'm borrowing from Gene Sherman here, is accountability, fun, and teamwork. So the myth, corporate wellness, people think that corporate wellness is all about flu shots and blood draws. No, that's not true. Break the myth. No, that's not true. What we found that works is making corporate wellness about accountability, fun, and teamwork. And Gene Sherman, on a post recently on our listserv, to remind himself of those 3 things, he came up with the acronym FAT, F-A-T, fun, accountability, and teamwork. So whether or not you want to use the acronym just in your own head or just remember those 3 things. So I love breaking myths to people. I do feel like when I give a presentation and I start off by saying what people think this is and then I say, no, that's not what it is, here's what it is, boom, automatically you look like and sound like an expert in that area. All right? We can talk more about these when I unmute the lines, but I just want to get this out there to you. A second way that you can position yourself as an even higher level expert in this area is to compare old world versus new world. And here's how that goes. Old world thinking is that corporate wellness, corporate fitness was just about discounts. Isn't that so true? When I mention to people that I do corporate fitness, or I mention to communities or businesses in my community that I'm involved in corporate fitness, they say, what's the discount? What can I get a membership for? Everyone assumes that corporate wellness is a discounted membership, discounted access to something. Okay, so old world thinking is corporate wellness is about discounts. Then you position, what is the new world? Do you want to be part of the new world thinking? Well, no, new world thinking shows that corporate wellness is actually about value. It is about value. It is about giving people more, making them more successful on their health and fitness journey, by offering value. that a coupon isn't going to motivate someone to take action. But delivering value and service and guidance, that is what's going to get someone to take action. I love sharing this particular example when I'm talking to HR types or management or anybody in leadership. This really makes sense to them. Hey, listen, you've probably been involved in corporate wellness before, or maybe you have an existing program. Hopefully, if you're the person talking, you know what their existing program is already. But you can say, I know you've been involved in corporate wellness for a long time, and you've got an active corporate wellness committee and all of that. However, old world thinking is that corporate wellness is just about giving your employees discounts, discounted gym memberships, discounted access to prescription drugs, things like that. No, new world thinking is that we don't need to give out discounts. We need to actually offer more value. That makes sense to people. That especially makes sense to leadership. Okay? So first, break a myth. Second, old world versus new world. And third way to position yourself even more as an expert is to state a common mistake and how to solve that. State a common mistake and how you should solve that. So here's a great one for corporate fitness. If you're talking to a group, writing to a group, putting together any kind of material, you can say, you know, a common mistake in any fitness program or any wellness program is jumping into it without support and without direction. Let me say that again. You know, a common mistake for any wellness program is to jump into it without any support or any direction. We know that that's the quickest path to failure. Then you have to say, what does work? Here's what works. What works is having structure and guidance and step-by-step action. So what's the common mistake and how can they avoid it? What works? Jumping into a fitness program without any support or any direction is a common mistake. We see it all the time as health and fitness professionals. We know that's the fastest path to failure. But what I can tell you is you can avoid that. You can avoid that by working in a program that offers structure and guidance and step-by-step action. All right? I promise you on the call today, those of you listening live or later, that if you are willing to implement these simple tips, create an expertise statement, and then in your communications, break a myth, old world versus new world, and state common mistakes, that you will look, sound, feel, and present yourself as more of an expert. And you know, you guys, I see so many times on the thread that it's our own fears and anxiety and worry about what we say that holds us back. So now you can go into it with some really solid tools of things that you can say that'll make you feel, look, and sound more like an expert in this area. All right? I get a lot of questions about how to do presentations. I'm hoping you take these three tips today and insert them into your presentations. Of course, you still want to go into sharing examples and testimonials from your clients and connecting with the audience and painting the picture for where you want them to go on this corporate fitness journey with you. Avoid getting into the logistics and the details. Avoid digging into everything they're going to be required to do. That only scares people. And I know I say this on presentations a lot, but we always have new people filtering on, and we can always use the reminder. People want to know where you're going to take them, what you're going to do for them, what their life is going to be like 6 weeks after this program. Paint that picture. Position yourself as that expert. Paint the picture of where they're going. Empower them to do this with you. Have a date in mind. Have applications there. Have a start date and be ready to go. That is the quickest, fastest way to make this happen for you. All right. And then the last thing I want to offer before I unmute the lines is I've been getting questions from people about just simple system things. Systems as in, you know, at a presentation, what should you say? What should you show? What do you bring? At a kickoff, same thing. At a finale, same thing. Well, the first thing I want to tell you quickly is all of this is in your kit. All of this is in your kit. And sometimes we learn better by hearing or doing. But keep in mind that literally everything you need to have at your kickoff is written in that kit, and all the materials are there. Same thing with the finale. So quickly, at your presentation, do what we just did, the expertise statement, talk about a testimonial or show a testimonial. If you want to use some of mine, I sent some new ones out on the listserv last night for Nikki. Hopefully those went out. Maybe they went out today with my email snafus. But anyway, sent out some YouTube clips of what we do here. There's different types of clips that you can show. Do you want to show just an individual success story? Well, we have tons of those on the Corporate Fit YouTube page. That's youtube.com/CorpFitChallenge. There's lots of 60-second inspiration stories. So I sent some out last night. If you know you're going to be talking to a certain demographic, you want to talk to people who, you know, younger couples with kids or older people or people manufacturing or people with health issues, I promise you I have a story on somebody. So maybe you just want to show an individual success story. Maybe you want to show how this impacts the work environment. And I have lots of videos that show how it's impacted a bank, how it's impacted a government agency, how it's impacted police officers. Maybe you want to show the fun factor. And in that case, you could use one of our finale clips. It's just sent to music, just showing people exercising and meeting with their coaches and trainers. So there's lots of different things that you can show. So for the presentation, show something exciting, something that connects with you. Bring applications. If nothing else, bring yourself and applications and a start date. At the kickoff, you want to make sure you've got a waiver. You want to make sure you've got the journals. You've got the food plans, weight and measurement sheets. You want to make sure the coaches set appointments. Lots of stuff simple for the kickoff. It's more just logistics, just material you want to have there for them. At the finale, if nothing else, bring certificates. Certificates of achievement with their results on it. Of course, if you've taken the time to take pictures or do video throughout the program, as many of our trainers in this program do, I've seen some from Doug and Amy, and I think Jean's done some. If you take pictures and do videos throughout the program, you want to show that at the end. All right, so those are some simple system suggestions. All you need to know is what do you need to say at this particular point of the challenge and what do you need to bring. A lot of that is offered to you in the kit. You can always double-check with us on the listserv and shoot a question out. All right. Well, that's all my information for today. I'm so excited. We've got lots of people on the line. I'm going to unmute, and everybody's going to have a few minutes to either share what they'd like to share about where they are in their Corporate Fit challenges right now. And here's what I'd ask you to do. If you've expressed some disappointment lately, if you felt disappointment, what can you do on this call today to show resilience, to show that you are going to try more, try harder, do more? What can you do on this call today to pull yourself out of that disappointment and go into it with enthusiasm? All right, so I put that challenge out there to you. I'm going to unmute the lines. All right, excellent. We're back on. I have a list of who's on. So I'm just going to start with Gene Sherman.
Hello there.
Hi, Gene.
How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. Mary's here with me as well.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Trina. How are you? I'm glad you're doing well.
Great. Thanks. Was that some good information for you guys?
You have good information, or do you want good information?
No. Was that some helpful information?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's very true, and I think that we could all learn from just taking some of those simple tips and then, you know, putting those into our challenges and presentations. And I agree. I think that's very helpful because a lot of the times it's just getting over that hurdle and getting in that first door. So we could all certainly use that information to help.
Cool. Excellent. Well, you guys always have so much going on where you are in the D.C. area, so tell us what's happening these days.
We do have a lot going on. We're in the second week of our largest CFC to date, 44 people at Siemens Corporation, which is going very well. It's been a little bit different CFC where it's a company that is a lot further away from where we're at. So, you know, we've kind of had to do a little bit different way where we necessarily aren't doing, like, group workouts. Just because of the distance of where most of the employees are, but
okay.
Their company has been awesome in developing. They've kind of sent out like daily reminders, you know, what they expect to log their workouts, they've kind of set their own expectations within the company. They gave their employees really an opportunity to do the whole thing for free. They actually paid for half of it up front, and then we set requirements throughout the challenge that if they adhered to these requirements, that they would get reimbursed the rest. So, you know, they had a reason to get out and exercise and do their food journaling. You know, so from that aspect, we did a lot of accountability work on this one to really drive the behavior.
That's amazing, Gene. What kind of results are you feeling already just from those extra systems?
One of the things that I have done to really help the exercise accountability is I've used the ActiveTrainer site where you can go in and develop your own little login, and it's a big, basically like a big Outlook calendar. And everybody is required to go on and log an exercise on there. So everybody in the company can see who's exercising. So
really?
It's awesome when you can go on there and you see 30 people have logged a workout, you know, for a particular day.
Oh, that's amazing. That's similar, Gene, to the Wowie Gym for Beachbody, right? I mean, that where people
exactly.
go and log their workouts?
Yep. So I've done that with my challenges. It's had a lot of success because it just creates that accountability. And then for this particular one, just again, the accountability, we have them email their food logs. I just did a little Excel spreadsheet. And they just send their logs once a week to us, you know, basically just to hold them accountable to log their food. And, you know, that's just got people to recognize, you know, what they were eating and now that they're actually eating healthier.
That's awesome. So how did you get the company? I mean, why did the company want to pay for so much of it? Did you suggest it? Did they have the wellness budget for it? People always ask about that.
They had the budget. They had to, you know, kind of budget some things around. It was something that, I mean, it took a little while. I mean, it probably took a month and a half or so to really get it going. So it wasn't something that just happened right away.
Right.
It's somebody that their HR manager, it's somebody that's done all my boot camps and has been a part of my clientele base for probably about a year and a half. You know, so then we just went out and did the, I handed out all the, you know, the flyers and stuff and the little healthy snack bags at my boot camps. And, you know, lo and behold, she's like, oh, I'm going to take this to my company. And, you know, it took a while, but, you know, they budgeted in and they really want their company to be healthy. They know that there's a lot of people that need help and they want something like this that's different, that focuses on the clean eating. Plus, she has done, you know, I had given her the guide in the past to kind of use along with the boot camps and had tremendous success for it. So, you know, she understood the success of it, so she wanted to do the same thing for her company.
Gene, that is just like, you're so amazing at this. I mean, you're really meant to be doing this, and that's textbook for anybody else on the phone. If you have a client who's already enjoyed your services, they are more often than not willing to pay it forward to people they work with if you present it to them, if you ask them. And even if they think, and Gene, I don't know if you've encountered this, I certainly do, even if you think that that client will say, oh, I don't think my coworkers will do this, you know, they're lazy or they're whatever. I mean, a lot of times people don't think their coworkers have in them what they have in them.
Yeah.
Even if, then I say, you know what, that's fine. You put it out there to them. And you'll look like the champ for bringing it to them. And I've said that before, but do you agree?
I agree, absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm so impressed with what you guys got going on there. Thank you so much for jumping on the listserv so much and responding to people's questions. You guys, Gene and Mary are just an amazing resource on this team. You know, he's got 44 people in a challenge right now, and he runs his own business. That's
and we have one more. We had just finished at community college, and we had success with that one that we already have our second one signed up, and we already have 17 people, which is more than the first one, ready to start in 10 days.
That's unbelievable. Gene, how do you do the actual coaching? I mean, are you meeting with them? Are you doing a lot of these on the phone? Are you meeting with them as a full group? Can you break that down for people on the phone a little bit who might not understand how you do that?
As much as I can, I do it in person.
Okay. Individually or teams?
I do it in teams. I do not do it individually. I do it for the teams just to, again, promote that you know, that little acronym that I have, the fun, the accountability, and the teamwork. I mean, that's just really what I focus on. So I do mind teams, my team.
And so when you guys get together for your appointments, they're setting goals individually, but they've got to state those goals in front of their teammates?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I hold them accountable for their goals to get their teammates to, you know, write them on their desk or something like that, so that way their teammates can come by and say, hey, I noticed you had exercise on your calendar for today, Tuesday. You know, did you have the opportunity to get out and exercise today?
Right. And how you design, for the fitness programs that you do, are you just more often than not giving them some fitness homework to do? Because if you're meeting with them as a group, you're not, I assume, designing individual programs.
Yes, and I guess it's a couple different ways. One, like if it's a local company, again, I give them access 1 day a week to my boot camp for the course of the challenge.
Nice.
This other company that I did that was far away, we just gave them as many resources, and we set an expectation of 3 days a week of exercise where they log it in.
Okay.
You know, where I give them recommendations. You know, if they haven't exercised in years, simply getting out and walking 30 minutes a day. So I do a lot of individual aspect of the exercise based off their needs. You know, of course, I give them as many resources, you know, whether it be the Beachbody stuff or a free resource like Exercise TV or something, just something to encourage them and giving them information to get out and exercise.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah, it doesn't need to be so complicated, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I found just that the accountability of the exercise, that people will just, they'll do it. They'll get out and do it, regardless if you give them the program or not. And then, you know, you just tailor it to if they have questions or, you know, give them, you know, different information that, that can help them with that their exercise program.
That's awesome. Wow, I want to hear more from you on the call today. As other people chime in, Gene, feel free to offer your coaching and expertise to them as well.
Okay,
let's hear from and Mary, thank you for being on the call today as well.
Thank you.
Let's hear from Vera Knight. Vera, how's it going for you?
Hi, Tina. It's going good. I have a couple of questions I want to ask, if that's okay.
Of course.
This is actually so perfect because next Wednesday I'm going to have a 10-minute spot on a new radio show that's happening in Tucson called Word of Mouth Radio. And I have been struggling with what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it, but now I have such a great start with this whole presentation that you gave. So thank you so much for that. That is going to be awesome.
Yay! Every once in a while we hit the right chord with the right person. I love it.
Yeah, seriously. As you were speaking, my head was exploding. I was going, oh, my God, this is exactly what I need. I also wanted to ask the group if anybody ever joined a networking group and how that worked for them.
I know that Jennifer Sobel did, and I don't hear that she's on the line today. Anybody else joined? I can answer no, I have not been in a networking group. Anybody else been, I mean, I guess I'm on my chamber, chamber board, but anybody else join a networking group that wants to weigh in? No? Vera, what were you looking for out of the networking group? Maybe I can help you with that part of it.
Well, I was just looking to maybe, you know, I'm working on closing my studio, and I was hoping that that would be a way to get out there and meet small businesses that I can introduce Corporate Fit. And, again, I went to my first meeting yesterday, or Wednesday, and when I gave my little 60-second speech, it was kind of the one I always use geared towards my studio.
Right.
And now with your information today, I'm going to change that for next week.
Nice.
And I think that's going to really make a difference because it will speak to them in such a different way. But I was a little bit nervous at that networking group, you know, because I never – belonged before, so I wasn't sure what to expect, and you know, some of those people have been there and they know each other, so I felt like a little bit of an outsider, but that's okay.
Right.
Because I'll have another chance, and I think that's part of what you started with, the disappointment, because I was disappointed in myself when I left there that day that I didn't say this or I didn't say that.
Right.
You know, I kind of beat myself up over it, and I'm like, no, that's not what you do, you know. So, yeah, I'll have another shot at that. And, yeah, again, that information was great, and it really spoke to a lot of things that I'm doing. I'm sure it did to everybody.
Good. Vera, that's awesome. And one other idea for you for a place to network with once your studio is closed is, obviously, you know, you can still be a member of your Chamber of Commerce with any type of business entity, an at-home business or anything. And they often have cheaper rates for people who don't have a bricks and mortar business, but actually an at-home business. So I have found working through my chamber, I mean, meeting so many business owners, small business owners, that has been a great way for me to get to know people in the community. So consider that.
Will do.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Vera. Let's hear from Zeke.
Hi, Trina. How are you?
I'm awesome, Zeke. How are you today?
I am doing good. Sophia is unable to be on the call today. She had to work today.
No problem. Tell us what's happening with you.
Well, I'm glad I got on the phone and to hear you talk. I'm mainly here just to learn today because I just bought those snacks and those healthy meals to send out to different companies. And we have a trip going. We're going to China in about 2 weeks. So when we get back, then we're going to really start taking action. Right now I'm just preparing until we come back.
Nice. Zeke, has it worked out for you guys to follow up with or to try to do some mini challenges with some of the existing groups that you were already working with? I think it was like the police department. Have you talked to them about trying to organize a challenge as opposed to just doing weekly classes?
Yes. Yesterday was the last group session we did. And we're going to take this summer off. In September, we're going to start it back up and doing what we had talked about. So put them into a corporate challenge, and they are looking to get more people involved. And the group I just finished had about 12, 13 people. I think
nice.
If we can push it to 20, 25, especially having the chief there last time with us, I think that's going to help us to get more people so we can implement the corporate fit challenge system better. Because last time, I mean, what I was doing is just group classes, but the challenge is going to be a better push for all of us there.
Excellent. Zeke, I appreciate that you're getting ready to go on a trip and you took the time out of your schedule to dial in and just to want to learn today. So thank you for that. Thank you for sharing that. We look forward to hearing about your travels and know that if you make the intention that you're going to do a challenge of 20 to 25 people this fall, that you're going to make it happen. So let us know how we can support you in that, and thanks for sharing your update.
Thank you, Trina.
Yeah, you're welcome. Sharon Johnson, you're on the line.
I'm here, Trina. How are you?
I'm awesome. Tell us what's happening down there in my favorite state of Texas.
College Station's your favorite. That's awesome. things are good. You know, I really appreciate everybody helping me out when I put that thread out about my first corporate fit. Actually got down to one person because the other woman, I think it's just a scheduling thing with summer. Most people want to do it in the fall because we're kind of in a college town here, I think, you know. But so what I'm going to do is just work with the one woman that's really excited about doing it. She's already in a boot camp, and I'm just going to do some coaching with her. She would rather do it in a group, you know, with the accountability and all that. So I'm just going to work with her just to keep her going. And but I had a question when Jean was talking. Has anybody used the Wowie Gym for the corporate fit? You know, have people – because I set up a workout group for my studio in there,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know if anybody had used it like that, where people, you know, just sign up, get an account, and they can log in their workouts, and you can tag them and all that stuff. Do you know if anybody's done that?
Sharon, after hearing Jean talk today, I just added that to my action list. That's brilliant. It's a free account, and the only way that one of my coaches has used it is she used it in her own 10-day Shakeology challenge. She had everybody sign up to get a Wowie account, and they would log in their workouts, and so I don't know why I never thought to transfer that to corporate fit, but I'm absolutely going to do the same thing and just give everyone the link to sign up for their free account. And they get to go log their workout in. I think it's brilliant. And that obviously also exposes them to another part of our business. So I think, yes, I'm definitely going to do it. I hope you do too.
Yeah, well, I've actually started doing it with my clients that are doing, we're doing a Chalene Fit Club. And the ones that are doing that they're not great about logging in, but I tag them in there and I keep up with them through the website. So they keep getting those emails. And But the good news was, you know, I've been trying to, same as Vera, trying to get out of the brick and mortar just because it's a little overwhelming for me now at this point in my life. And then the offices next door are interested in taking over my space, and so I was meeting with them yesterday just to kind of talk about dates and all that stuff. Well, they started talking about how one of their employees, sadly, had emergency bypass surgery last weekend, and they need to get fit. And they were talking about how a bunch of the guys had bought P90X, and no one can get past the first week and all this stuff. So I kicked into action and was talking to them about doing a corporate challenge, and they're very interested. So I followed up with an email, and I'm going to talk to her again on Monday. But they're very interested in doing it. So one thing doesn't work, and, you know, another door opens, so I'm excited about that.
That's what I'm talking about, Sharon. That's awesome. That's awesome. I want to just make one comment about, I'm not calling you out on this, I'm just stating, I know it's summer, I know it's a college town, I know that people, you might think people are not as interested in doing this because their schedules are crazy in the summer and they're traveling and they're going to the lake and whatever. However, I have found that if we help break that myth, that they will do it. So even being able to say to people, I know it's summertime and you're traveling and there's family barbecues and there's a lot more events and maybe this isn't ideally the best time for you to focus on your fitness. However, here's what you want to say to them. If you can learn how to be healthy at this time of the year when your schedule is most hectic and traveling and busy, you will be healthy any time of the year. Mm-hmm. And this program is, you can take it on the road. You're not expected to be anywhere, or it's not like a boot camp. I mean, we struggle sometimes with our June boot camps with enrollment because people say, oh, I don't want to sign up for a three-week camp. I'm going to be away for a week. Well, that makes sense to me. There's not a lot I can say to that, right? They're paying for actual workouts that they're going to miss. For the corporate challenge, I say, you know what? It's summertime. You don't even need to see me all summer. I'm just going to keep in touch with you on the phone and by emails, and this is going to help you have a healthier summer. So I know that, Sharon, that can be easier said than done, but it wouldn't let people off the hook or let yourself off the hook that easily with it being summertime. I think you can run challenges all summer long.
Yeah, I definitely think so. You're right about that, and I didn't mean to make that sound like an excuse, but the people that were interested, I only ended up with two, and then one of them, so she's just going to be gone for 2 weeks and wants to do it in the fall. So, no, but you're absolutely right, and I didn't mean that to be an excuse because it's not, because that is the best time to get started when you're traveling. That's what I try to tell people. This is a way of life that you're going to, this is the way you eat and the way you live your life. It's not a diet. You know, it's not a six-week program and then you stop.
Right.
So.
Awesome. No, and I didn't mean that you're making excuses. I'm saying other people make excuses, and don't let them make those excuses to you. You know,
yeah,
even considering the woman who doesn't want to do it, to say, hey, I was on a call today and reminded that it's excellent that you're going to be gone for 2 weeks. I will be your accountability buddy while you're gone for those 2 weeks.
Yeah, see, that's great. That's a good way to put it, too. And I wanted to thank you again for what you were talking about with the expertise statement, because being in the same situation where I'm not going to have this building where you come to, I am going to, you know, these are all the things that I am. So I really like that. I'm going to write that up and send it out.
Excellent. I can't wait to see what people end up doing with that. All right, we've got two more people on. We have Dylan. Dylan, are you still on? You want to share? I see it's muted. Dylan, if you...
Hi, sorry.
Oh, no problem.
I am just on my way to a meeting at the hospital.
Yay!
To talk about my program.
Awesome!
So that's what I'm doing right now.
What, are you going to talk about it a little bit differently after the call today, or what do you think?
I was going to use some of the stuff that Gene sent in his email just to talk about. I'm pretty sure that they do have a wellness program or something like that. And just like, okay, well, how can we make this better? How can we get people involved, et cetera, et cetera? So he had some great ideas in there, and so I just really want to use the things that he talks about.
Perfect.
And, you know, be enthusiastic, and I believe in what I do. So we've got a good program to offer, so we'll see what happens with these people.
Awesome. Dylan, what great timing. I'm so excited to watch for your post later today and tell us what questions you asked and what you think worked and what didn't work, and we can all learn from it if you're willing to share.
And I got my little, goodie bag here, so I'm all set. Well, have a great day, everyone.
Good luck, Dylan. Let us know how it goes. Awesome. Okay, and then we have Nikki on the line. Nikki, I think you're our last one. How's it going over there?
Yeah, hi. Good. I just had to had a big smile with the goodie bag. I need to do that. That is so cool. Yeah, great. I've been working very much on this thing, and I just a few months ago sent an email to this one financial place when I just opened my studio, and she said, well, yeah, great, I'll put your website on our internal website. And that was about 5 months ago. And now I thought, well, since this lady was so kind and she did that, I contacted her and I wrote her an email, and I quickly just explained in a few words about this, the corporate challenge, and got a call back from one of the HR ladies and said that they were interested and that I should come and present a little bit what this is all about. So this is where I'm at, and I'm all very excited.
That's awesome. That's great. Nikki, I did send an email last night. I don't know if I got through.
I just got home. Thank you. I just saw it, and I'm going to click on it, and I'm going to pick one, and I'll take my laptop with me so I can show it to them. So thank you so much for that. And everyone and Jean, I mean, all that stuff, I've got piles of notes here. It's great. And, yeah, I'm like a sponge, you know. I'm just like that. I can't wait to go in there and, share everything that I've been learning so far.
That's excellent. We cannot wait to hear how it goes. Please, when you get done with the presentation, shoot an email out to the list and let us know what happened, what worked, what didn't work, what you felt good about. It helps keep everybody motivated and on track.
Yeah. Just one quick question, and there are no stupid questions, I know that, but when you go in like that to some financial place like this and everyone in their suits and ties, and it's only those two ladies, but since I have clients before and after, should I really go in there and look professional in not my workout pants, or how do I do that? I'm sorry to ask this, but...
No, you should change clothes and not be in workout clothes.
That's what I thought. I should change into something a little more.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep,
okay.
I agree. That's just my take on it. Of course, you can do what you want to do, but I definitely would want to look the part of a business professional more than a trainer.
That's what I thought, too. Okay, well, thanks for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's see, you guys. I see that we had some other people on the line that aren't on anymore. They hung up during the Q&A. So is there anybody still on that hasn't had a chance to share yet? Did we reach? Okay, I think I really did get everybody. Excellent. Well, thank you for your time on the call. Is there any other last Q&A questions, updates from anybody before we go? No? All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up the line. I will send out the recording of the call, and I'm going to send out my expertise statement and a few bullets of what we talked about today. Feel free to reply to that. I'm also going to attach that roster. Again, please don't use the roster for anything other than just communicating on the corporate fit. If you want to check out your name and, you know, website, all the information, make sure we have it accurate here. But then you can get a feel for who it is you're talking to. You can look up their websites if you want, and that might help. So thanks, everybody, for time. Have an amazing Friday. I love hearing from you. Get on that listserv and talk to me, and we'll have another live call next month.
Thanks, Trina.
Hey, thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Trina.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Trina.
Bye, guys.